Simply Done, the podcast network.
I don't even know what to say to you anymore.
Dude, I've been going through so much trouble.
Talk close to the mic.
So I've been going through so many problems.
Okay,
these
what
days.
Is that? What does that matter with me? You're blowing your fucking only opportunity.
Dude,
you say this every time.
I know I do.
You say this every time.
I know I do.
You chase Mole away. I'm trying to get Mole back. You fucking start this shit, and then you don't show up on time. You fucking just don't even call. You don't even tell anybody.
Friday was.
I don't
the
give
worst
a fuck. I don't
life.
Give a fuck.
Friday was the worst day.
It
of
doesn't
my life.
Matter. What's the best thing you have going in your life?
Things have got to work out eventually.
Here we go. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. I'm Don.
And I'm Scary Perry Caravello.
And that's it. Well, this is week two of Mole not being here because of Perry ripping at his hair. And it would be impossible for you guys out there to know, but we were supposed to tape this show two days ago. But you didn't come.
I had so many fucking problems.
What did you
Friday.
Have a problem with?
I don't even want to get into it. Don't even ask me about
no,
Friday.
No, I'm going to talk to you about it because you fucked up the show. Wait a minute. So you can fuck up things and then just act like you're not, it doesn't matter to me. I don't want to talk about it. At 4:30, we get a call. I'm talking to your management, Nick, and all I hear from him is you're going to be here. He had a tough day in court. He's on the way now.
And then I had a fucking radiator blow.
Oh, so what?
So what?
You don't need to call anybody about your responsibilities, you pile of shit? You fucking pile of shit. Don't look at me like you're right. You are so out of fucking line.
I'm wrong.
Yes, you are. And don't act like you did something that's, it's okay. Fuck you, man. You're completely out of line. Completely. Because you're the least professional person I've ever known in my life.
I was just so distraught with what happened in court.
Okay, well, what happened in court?
Well, it's all these continuations and the fucking expense that's going through the roof that I can't afford.
Okay, you want to hear something? That's the way they work it, dude. The person that's being sued or the person that they're trying to get something back from has a lot more money to pay for lawyers. They can keep it going forever. And then what happens is this. The person, the underdog, the person that's right gets screwed. Because they don't have the money to go through it the legal way.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that before, but you don't listen. You put all your eggs in this basket that you never had a shot of winning.
Well, right now it's after my brother and his effing wife.
Yeah, okay, right.
And that load of shit.
Yeah, okay. So it's one thing after another, and that's what's disgusting. I don't understand. Tell me how I'm wrong.
So far, you're right. But my mom wrote a will, and in the will, it states that I, as well as my oldest brother, get a certain amount of money. But that certain amount of money was stolen from us. So we're trying to get it back. And that's not going to be an easy battle to be able to get the effing money back the right way.
It's what I call a losing battle. You know, what you did to Yergi, he is furious at you.
What are you talking about, Yergi?
He's furious at you.
What did I do to Yergi? I haven't seen that guy in ages.
Well, did you or did you not embarrass his girl?
What? You mean the chick that was here last week?
Natasha, yes.
I don't know what the hell.
What do you mean you don't know what the hell?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, play that phone call from Yergi.
Don Barris, what the fuck is going on? I've got a big problem with what's going on. That's what's going on. Yergi has big problems because I sent Natasha to jazz up your show, to add some life with her sexuality. And I thought, you know, she creates a little sexual tension with Big Three. New Big Three, she grabs someone's dick, she waggles her tongue, you know, adds some pizzazz to the show. But under no circumstances was I okay with Perry Carvel making pass at Natasha.
I didn't she make a pass
not
at Natasha.
To be touched by that pig.
I didn't make
Joker
a touch
man.
Listen,
scumbag piece of crap. It makes me sick to my stomach to think of his disgusting frizzy hair.
It's a lie.
Sweeping across her tender cheeks.
What do you mean it's a lie?
I didn't touch Natasha.
This is unacceptable. I do
Natasha
not want Perry to touch my Natasha ever again, okay? You tell him. And I will come down to studio, to Big Free Podcast, to make sure and to set things straight. I'm pissed off, Don Barris. Pissed off. I'm going to tell the Joker man where he can put his disgusting frizzy hair. Goodbye.
Natasha was over there. I'm over here.
You didn't insult her. You didn't say things to her. You didn't say that you wanted to fuck her.
She said,
"No,
but, like, get away
from
me." She
wanted nothing to do with you.
She maybe gave me the, and I said the same thing.
No, you didn't. You said, "Come over here and fuck me." You said all
liar.
These, listen,
I never said that I wanted to fuck her.
Listen to the podcast.
I don't remember saying that I wanted to fuck her.
Well, okay, you don't remember, but you did.
I wasn't interested in Natasha.
Well, you got Yergi pissed off. Yergi's furious.
Well, somebody probably made me want to fuck her or make it like I want me to fuck her.
No, I think you were just being a fucking pig.
I know
like
I might have said something about why don't you come over here because Stephen Brody Stevens says he can't have her all over him. I remember that.
No, you said to come over and fuck you. You told us that she's here to fuck. That's what you said.
Yeah, I probably did, knowing me.
No, knowing you?
Yeah, knowing me. She's here all by herself. Well, look at what came out of her mouth. All she kept saying was she wanted to fuck.
No, she said fuck now.
Right, fuck now.
So
fuck
that,
you now, yeah, fuck him now,
well, but
here, not fuck me now.
Right, she wanted nothing to do with you, and what happened was this, is you made her look like a slut. On our podcast, and
I made her look like a slut.
Yes.
She made herself look
like
a slut.
No, she didn't.
She made herself look like a slut.
You're out of your fucking
mind. Fuck no. Fuck no. I'm Natasha. Fuck no. She made herself look like the slut.
You said that.
What?
You said that a couple times.
I'll say it again. She made herself look like a slut.
Well, don't do that. That's not the point.
Well, then I'll say it a third time. She made herself look like
okay,
a slut.
But the point is
fuck
that
no,
Perry,
fuck no.
Perry, what you do as a person is just disgusting.
What I do as a person is fantastic.
No, it isn't. No, who thinks it's fantastic?
What I do as a human being is great.
You know what I'd also like to know about? What's the deal with this movie you were going to do?
Oh, you mean with Carol?
Is that Aunt Carol?
Aunt Carol, yeah.
So let me make sure that I understand this. She called you, and what did she say to you?
She was going to fly me to Florida.
Now, this is the girl that's the aunt of the girl who you foot
Heather's
raped.
Heather's aunt.
So, yeah, Heather, the girl you foot raped, and you claim that you're gonna make love to Carol.
That was what my proposal, and Carol said no way.
What happened? Tell me.
Carol says she's doing the celibate thing. I didn't like that factor, but Carol's doing her celibate stuff.
Is she?
She doesn't want to have sex with any guys or any girls or anybody. So I go, then fuck the dog. And she says she's not like that.
You always
have a remark to make.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to know about that movie.
She said that they were going to give me a cameo spot in this thing that's going on in Florida. And that it was some pool scene, and that I would be the cameo star, that's just doing a scene out by a pool. I was originally supposed to get over 2,000.
Why did it go
And
down?
Then it turned down to 500.
Okay.
Because it started at 2,000, it dropped down to 500, then when she said that she wouldn't sleep with me, then I says, then it's back up to 2,000 again.
And then what happened from there?
I had no written contract. I had no emailed contract.
So it was done from then on?
Done meaning no go. Correct. I didn't go nowhere.
All right. another thing going on that I'm getting a lot of people coming in. They're writing. I'm seeing videos. Nuckas Nation is furious at you.
Oh.
Rucka Rucka Ali has called you out, and now Nuckas Nation is after you.
What are they going to do? Come out here and beat my ass or something?
I don't know what they're going to do. But I think that today, I think that you should probably at one point apologize.
For nothing.
Rucka Rucka is nothing but a good guy.
Didn't do shit for me in a positive way. Everything was negative. He writes a song saying that I'm gay. Writes a song saying that I'm a fucking faggot.
Well, you know, the thing is, it was a parody.
I don't give a fuck what it was. You don't make fun of me. Me. And not pay me for it.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get paid for that song.
So? You don't see how it helps us?
Is it helping us or is it downgrading us?
Well, it's not downgrading me.
I guess it always downgrades me. Everything downgrades me.
Well.
Everything insults me.
Oh, but you're perfect.
Like
you're perfect.
I'm not perfect.
You're far from it.
Exactly, I'm far from it.
As a matter of fact, what you do is you've fucked up more than you've helped. First of all, you chase away Mole. Won't even return a phone call. Has he called you at all?
No, he hasn't called me.
Well, you know what today was? Today is the 1 year anniversary of this show starting. Back at 8's Broadcasting, October 15th, 2010. Today is the 1 year anniversary.
Okay.
We've gone through a year of more problems than
October
any.
October 15th. Yeah. Okay.
And how do we celebrate it? With no Mole? With you starting a fight with Nucka Nation?
Starting a fight?
Nucka Nation's
after
you.
I didn't start nothing. They did it to themselves.
Nucka Nation has declared war on you. And my honest opinion, you should apologize.
What's there declaring war upon? What?
Because you put down Rucka Rucka Ali.
Oh, I put down Rucka Rucka Ali. Boo-hoo-hoo. He's a high school little bitch, okay? The fucking punk.
Yeah, well, okay. And so now we've got Nucka Nation all over our shit.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of little brat bitches that can't take a fucking little criticism when all I've been doing is getting criticized since 1964.
By who?
By everybody. I was born in 63. A year later, I've been criticized.
When were you born? Your exact birthday.
I was born 5 days before JFK got whacked.
Isn't that funny? Maybe he was already dead. And maybe you're the spirit of JFK.
No, I was born first. I was born on the 17th.
Maybe he was dead before all that happened.
And JFK got killed 5 days later.
You notice how conspiracy theorists think that the whole thing was set up? Did you see the way his head blew off? That could easily have been paper mache.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
It's just sad.
Let's get back to the point here, Perry. The Nucka Nation hates us because of you. And I think it's time that you apologize to Rucka Rucka Ali. You apologize to Nucka Nation.
I have to kiss ass to these guys that I have no clue who they are other than the shit that they write on Twitter and on Facebook about me.
Yeah,
I'm not taking their fucking trash.
You're not taking their what?
I'm not taking their trash.
And that's not what you said the first time. You said something like traps.
Look, I have a problem when I'm trying to say three words in one, so I was speaking a little fucked up. So yeah, I'm not taking their shit. Bottom line. They got attitudes. They're kids. I'm not going to deal with it.
Okay. You got Yergi mad. You got Nucka
Nation. Let Yergi be mad. Yergi's mad because he doesn't know what the fuck he's mad at or about. The fucking pot smoking nut.
I think he does a lot more. Mole.
Holy shit. Oh.
Mole. Hell yeah.
Okay, keep him away from me.
Sit down. Mole, sit down. Perry, sit down. Perry, you tried to rip his hair apart the last time. Sit down.
I want to thank you. I want to give you a big hug for coming back.
Grab a seat.
I want to give you a big hug for coming back.
Stopping by. I wanted to say hi. Can I put my cans on?
Yeah. Put those cans on, baby. Oh, yes. I hope you're back for good. That's all I can say.
I wanted to stop by because it's very special today. As fans of the Big Three and the entire Knucka Nation knows, today's a very special day for us.
Yes, it is.
Well, first off, may I ask a question of you gentlemen?
Yes.
Shoot.
Can you forgive a pig-headed old fool with no eyes to see, no eyes to hear for all these years?
I really don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's Scrooge.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so what's going on, you dudes?
Okay.
We're hoping that you're back to stay. And forgive me for pulling on the plugs, because that was was not nice of me to do, and it was completely
wrong. Yeah, I'll pull your plugs.
What were you saying, Mo? Go ahead. Perry rudely interrupted you.
Well, as a lot of people know, I left the podcast a couple weeks ago to explore some new opportunities because I was being brutalized by one of the other members of the Big Three who shall remain nameless.
Well, I'll say this. It wasn't me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm guilty.
I'll give you a better hint. It was Perry.
I'm guilty.
So I had to branch out on my own. And let me tell you, I went on a little bit of a vision quest. And I spoke to some of the key members of Knucka Nation who really made me feel good.
We were just talking about that.
They've been nothing but supportive. Rucka has been nothing but a champion for us.
He actually wrote another song. He made another song for us.
I don't know where he finds the time. This guy is pumping out hits every week. He's like a hit factory. But I'll tell you this.
How old is this guy?
He's pumping out more hits than the Brewers and the Tigers. Am I right, Dan?
Fuck yeah.
So everyone said I should go back and do the podcast. And then I was like, okay. But then they were like, okay, well, when is it? They're like, oh, it's Friday. So I was out there Friday. No one showed up. So then I came back today to see if anything was going on. Because here's what happened. I kind of forgot what happened.
Oh, I'll remind you. Perry, for no reason, just started ripping at your hair.
Whoa. I didn't rip at your hair. I pulled on one of your plugs.
Wow. Does it have plugs?
Well, I don't know if people know that I was in a terrible burn accident at Meineke Discount Mufflers a long time ago in Milwaukee.
I remember
that was when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
You were telling me about that.
So, you know, there were some hair issues, but it's all been rectified. I knew I had to come back to the Big Three podcast because this was the only place where I would find the answer to the question that plagues me.
What's that?
Who that lady go in that movie?
A lot of people have asked about that, and I think people are a little more confused than anything else. Hey, can we do something real quick, Mo? Because as you were walking in, we were talking about Perry and the Knucka Nation problem that we're having, that I've said that Perry should apologize to Rucka Rucka Ali, the Knucka Nation, and everyone that's a fan of those guys. But do you think we should play the new song?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't want Perry to get in any more trouble.
Thank you.
I don't understand why you're thanking him.
Well, he says he doesn't want to see me getting in any more trouble.
We don't need another General Superman Ghostbusters.
No, well, he's pissed off Yurgi. Yurgi's furious at him because he basically tried to foot rape Yurgi's girl last week.
She was sitting where Mole is, I'm all the way over here.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
And she just blew me
off
completely.
Oh, and I'm wrong. Yurgi's not mad at you. I'm making it all up.
Look, you can say whatever you want to about this.
Okay,
chick.
I'm just telling you. Yurgi's pissed at you.
I don't care what Yurgi is. I frankly don't give a shit. She was way over there. How many feet is that from there?
Talk into the mic.
Why is it always about feet? It's always about feet with you, man. Everything's about feet.
How far away is that seat from this seat?
Exactly.
All right, let me ask you a question then. Now, you tell me the truth right now. When she took her shoes off,
she had cute feet.
You weren't gawking at her feet?
A little bit.
Rucka Rucka made another song, and I think we should play that now. Have you heard this song, Mo?
No, but I'm ready to dance.
All right. Then here it is with the podcast premiere of the new hit song from Rucka Rucka Ali. Here's Yo Perry.
Rucka's knuckles. Let them try to find me. Let them try to find me.
Sounds like Perry.
It is.
Show them all who the king is.
I like
make their threats. Rucka Rucka Ali. He's a cocksucker and he wants to suck my dick. I gotta beat his ass.
Back before you started shit, I was down with you, and now you fuck with fuckers, knuckers, no. I won't clown with you. Up inside your mansion, fat bitches sandwich you. Randy Callahan busted off in your hand with you. What you got in your hat full of tricks? Probably a little bit of back full of dicks. Probably one, maybe two, maybe six. Juggling dicks since 96. Hat full of candy for the kids, you tricks. Nobody really knows who you is. Nobody knows you in the biz. He don't take shits, but he takes a fist.
Oh, that's cool. No fucking way.
That's a good idea.
What?
Never. Never.
Whoa.
Let him talk.
Why you trying to get on this shit? You got a verse? Yeah. Come on, man.
Are you rap?
HIV.
What the fuck you got, motherfucker? Let's go. Hi, my name is Perry, and I like to say funny. My dick's often mistaken for a chicken McNugget. Grandpa Caramello dated Al Capone. Cookie Caramello gave the Navy boys dome. Hop up in my minivan. Call me Randy Callahan. Terrifying Tim. Single-handedly killed the Taliban. Everybody knows Perry rapes hoes toes. Fat, gay, grease, bald, dirty ass Italian. Fuck Perry, it's the new big three.
Mold on Perry,
son. The rock Ali. And all the nuts up in Cali. Beat your ass for me. Perry Caramello has HIV. Yo, Perry.
You go. Never. Dude, you gotta be taking medicine. I don't have HIV.
How did you get it?
I don't have HIV.
Oh, hello there, Perry.
What are you doing?
That was
I'm just thinking about sex with women.
Can I suck your dick?
But Perry, I'm not gay.
Whoa.
Okay, but don't expect a part out of it. You're no Marlon Brando.
Whoa, wait a second. Oh,
that side I never heard.
Blow it out your ass. Never. See, this is why I'm so celibate towards some of these bitches.
Measure your instincts.
Talking about Mr. Capone, I feel proud to have the shirt that Michael Anthony Wagner gave me when I met up with him down in San Pedro about a week or two ago.
Can we just get back to the point?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me ask you something.
That I have
wait a minute. That's what you got out of that whole song?
I'm concerned that he has HIV.
I don't have HIV.
You just said you do.
I think legally he has the tools.
Right, said that I
right.
No,
but
I
also
have...
we never heard about the fact that Randy Callahan was straight and you were the one who seduced him.
I never seduced him.
Why would it say that?
It just said it in the movie.
They're
twisting it to make me look like I'm a faggot.
You heard it.
I heard it.
I don't give a fuck about the song. The song is bullshit.
It's in
the
movie. The
song is bullshit.
But it's very
danceable. The movie's fucking full of shit.
What movie?
Our movie.
What do you mean?
Windy City Heat, if you're going to make it look like I'm gay, fuck
Who's
you.
Who's making it look like you're gay?
We always thought in the movie, we thought that you blew Randy Callahan and he jerked you
I'm
off.
I'm wrong.
No, wrong. The other way. You jerked him off and he blew you.
One of the other.
But we
one
just
way.
Found out that you seduced him and he was a straight
wrong,
man.
Wrong, motherfucker.
Then why would he say that on this song?
Because Ruk Ali wants to twist everybody's mind.
Yeah, but it was your voice saying it to Randy Callahan in the song.
It was not my voice.
It sounded like you.
That was not my voice.
You know
voice.
What? Play the beginning again. Just let me hear this.
Ruckus Knuckles. That's Ruckus Knuckles.
No.
Let him try to find me.
Whose voice?
Try to find me.
Say that's you.
Voice.
So it's you and you try to seduce.
Stop the song.
Try to seduce
so
Randy
it was
Callahan.
Your voice.
Let him try to find me, I
said. Yeah, and then you say, okay. Hey, Randy Callahan, can
later
I
in the song, you say that.
Sex
right.
on you?
Because we find out that Randy Callahan was straight, and then you say that
Randy Callahan was gay.
That's your side of the story.
But we just heard otherwise.
I don't give a shit what you hear otherwise.
You
Who
said it was
jail?
Your voice.
You even showed me a fucking E.T. clip that showed a 12-year-old kid that got raped.
E.T.
That got raped by Randy what? Callahan.
You could have set what? That whole thing up with extra. It wouldn't
I
be should've. Too hard. Yeah, you see? Now you're
set,
saying you should
have. I should have set up what
you
happened
set
to
that
me.
Up? Years
I
ago, you set that up. Whole thing up and you
no,
made
God
something
damn
it that wasn't
it.
Real.
Fuck you!
I want to apologize for all the things I've said bad about Randy Callahan
yeah,
over
absolutely.
The years.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't know that, Perry, that you were a victim
of here.
Perry.
I really want to get out of here. You guys are driving me nuts. You're making me fucking
So
sick.
He was the victim here?
Yes. I think
I
so.
Was the victim
no.
here.
Well, not
completely.
According to the song.
Oh, God.
Hey, can we talk about why today's a special day?
Well, today's the one-year anniversary of our show. Remember when we first had Ace Broadcasting? We were young, we were naive, we didn't know what was going on, and now we're established podcast stars.
Yeah.
You're all podcasters.
Yep. 1 year later.
Well, can I tell you guys something? I'd like
sure.
to. I came here because it's our anniversary, and I would like to celebrate. Oh. I brought some delightful champagne.
Oh!
Oh, Christ.
Do you have any glass?
I can't drink.
Do you have any cups?
I can't drink.
I'll get some just a second.
I'll have a sip and that's it.
And I also brought gifts.
You're great with that. I only wish I was able to
remember anniversaries?
Yeah. But right now I even forgot about when we started the exact date we started at Ace.
Typical man forgetting the anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you. All the bullshit that's happened over the past week or so, I feel completely different now that we're celebrating this big day. 1 year, guys.
Congratulations.
Did you pass that over to Scaremaster?
I sure will.
To Mo, Don Barris, and Rocka Ali.
Okay, put it there. Put it there, everybody.
All right. Cheers, Scaremaster. Cheers. Cheers, Dan. Whoa, you're thirsty.
Cheers. You're spilling it on me.
Well, I brought gifts.
You brought gifts?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have a gift for you, though. I guarantee you, Perry doesn't have a gift for you.
Well, that's not what anniversaries are about. This is
I'm
the
sorry,
1 year.
I don't have gifts for anybody.
Well, this is the 1 year anniversary, so it is the, of course, Perry, it's the
anniversary.
No.
The traditional gift is
the Columbus Day?
No,
the
first one. First gift.
First year anniversary. The
of,
traditional gift is.
What kind of thing? Is it lead? No. Is it gold?
I don't get it.
It's not the silver anniversary, 25. It's not the gold anniversary, 50. It's not the diamond, 75. Like,
it's the paper anniversary?
It is
yeah,
the paper anniversary.
There you go.
So I wanted to give you guys something made of paper.
Okay.
So, Scaremaster, I got you something.
Thank you.
It's very, I got you something I think will help you because you've been really uptight lately. And I got you this book. If you would
oh,
like
you.
To read the title, please.
It's Ron Kardashian's 30-Second Solution. Transform your body, business, relationship, and life in just seconds at a time. That's Rob Kardashian?
Wow, that's a great
gift. Oh, no,
that's
a foreword by Daniel Amen, MD, author of the New York Times bestseller. Change your brain, change your life.
Yeah, he's not related to the other Kardashians.
No, I know.
He's way better. And Dan,
I'm not into books.
Oh.
Because you see, a lot of the stuff that I read, I'm so busy either doing business, doing acting, doing comedy.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking. So I'm doing so much of that. I don't have a lot of time to read. I'll read magazines, but...
Well, I was going
to
give you a book.
Don't.
Is there any... What can I give you? You got to give me some paper.
Do you have money on you?
Yeah.
Money's made out
of
paper. Oh,
money is paper. I can give you some cash.
You know what would be nice? I don't know how much money you have on you, but if you gave me all your money, I would like...
I got like $2 on me.
That's all you have? Check in your secret places. I know you have secret places.
Oh, my sock. My sock. Hold on. Ah, I got my cash in my sock. I always forget that.
Here, what do you have? Let me see. Oh.
God.
It's mostly 20s, but there's some 50s and 100s, too.
Let me see. Hey, could
would you help? Would you help a...
could you give me the money? That's good. Hey, would you do me a favor? Take a picture of Perry with his gift.
Oh, hold up your book, Scaremaster.
Drooling and go over by Dan. Go over by Dan. That I'm broker than shit,
two, three,
and I need
four.
Some cash, and I'm being...
1, 2, 3,
yeah, lean
four,
forward a little
five,
bit.
2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 4, 5.
Oh, it's too close
one,
up.
Two, three,
it's all close
four,
up.
Five.
And Mary Jane.
And Mary Jane's here.
Five. One.
She said, "Give me that camera, Walter." Happy anniversary,
Happy
Mary Jane.
Happy anniversary, Mary Jane.
And the producer's back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mole. That was very nice.
I got here, Mary Jane. Got you a paper gift too. Those are season tickets to every show at the Hollywood Bowl next year for 2012-2013 season.
Whoa!
It's an orchestra pit. That's all the numbers that you call. They have your numbers and stuff on there.
Don, you should be taking a picture.
But you
of her
could
face.
Sell those. It's a box at the Hollywood Bowl for the season. You could sell them for they go for like $1,000 a show. So if you don't use them for that show, sell them for like $1,000.
And you gave me over $1,000 here. You
that's
are
cash though, because you don't want the book.
And I don't get anything.
You got the first gift,
a book.
Yeah, Ron Kardashian.
I got no money.
Perry, if you're so broke, maybe what you should do is that when you have an opportunity in life, you shouldn't fuck it up.
What happened?
Well, you know, we were supposed to do the show the other day, and Perry didn't show up.
I had a radiator blow.
Okay. And
what the heck?
And I went with the AAA guy to my mechanics.
Uh-oh.
And I was just so fucking pissed.
Where's your mechanic?
In Canoga Park.
Scaremaster, seriously, when are you going to let me get under that hood and fix that thing for you?
You are not the mechanic that has worked on my car
really?
Since I've owned it.
Yeah, neither is your mechanic because you keep breaking down
the
freeway
absolutely.
Coming here.
Absolutely.
Oh,
hey, is that
God,
the phone?
You guys are fucking
is that the
freaks.
Phone?
Get the fuck
hold
out
on.
Of here.
Send that call through, please.
Hello, old. Guess who?
Hey,
Mr. Adams. Hey,
Mr.
what's happening?
I'm calling to wish the happiest of anniversaries to the big three.
Oh,
but I must
you.
Say, my heart is bruised and battered to think not all of you are there.
I'm here. I know what you're talking about. I'm here.
Mole's here, finally.
Is my mind playing tricks on me, or do I hear Walter back in the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you, Mr. Adams? How are you?
I'm fine. The question is, how are you?
I'm cool.
That you most certainly are. Mr. Barnes, what happened? Did Perry apologize to Walter?
Well, no.
I apologized to
shut the fuck up. Yes, he did
well,
apologize.
Well, I certainly hope he apologized. And let me ask this. Did Perry also apologize to Ruckus Knuckers?
Ruckus Knuckers can kiss my ass because they owe
well, listen,
me, motherfucker.
Listen, I have
let
to say,
talk.
I think the Knucker Nation has every right to be disappointed in you, Scaremaster.
They got
some
no
say
right
they could be the next huge political
punks.
Party. Though, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I prefer teabagging.
Oh, Mr. Adams, I didn't think you were a tea party
you're gay.
Person.
No. Listen, not the conservative movement. I'm more a fan of dipping one's dangling testicles into another's orifice. Yes, yes?
Yeah, I
know what you're talking about.
That.
Listen, enough political talk. It's time to celebrate the reunion of
Jeff,
the Big Three.
Jeff.
Let's have a rib tickler, shall we?
Yes.
What's in the middle of a jellyfish?
His jelly button.
Anyone?
His jelly button.
His jelly button.
Absolutely correct and adorable.
Yeah,
toodles all.
See, Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams. He's using again.
Is he? Oh, fuck.
He's so high.
Do you understand what's going on?
He's back on the HN.
Every single thing that's going on here is unbelievable.
Who gave him the heroin, Scaremaster?
Because if
what
we
are you
lose,
talking about?
If we lose if, Mr. Adams.
If Mr. Adams starts doing HN like I
screwed.
Did, he goes down that same path that I did, we're screwed.
More than screwed.
I don't
no
supply nobody nothing. I'm not even. Christ.
Isn't it funny how your hose went out the other day?
Yeah.
Throw a hose.
What'd you do? Fucking cut it? Did you get into my fucking car and
on
put a
freeway,
slice?
On the freeway. Yeah, I jumped in there on the freeway and did it.
Are you that fucking stupid,
do you
Perry?
Think maybe it was Knuckers Nation?
I don't know. That's possible, too.
Oh, that is
as long
is
as you don't
very...
leave your car out in the street.
Do
well, there's no way
the
of telling it's your car. You can't tell. You driving the truck?
I got the truck.
You don't have anything that lets people know it's your truck, so you should be fine.
Do you have anything on your car that would identify you as the owner? What? Well,
yeah. I'm not going to say.
What? Perry.
I'm not saying.
What do you have on there?
I got
one of those rainbow stickers or the equal sign?
No, it's my name is on the front windshield.
Oh, what? God.
My name is on my windshield.
Oh.
Scaremaster Caramelli?
No.
You know,
why is your name on your windshield?
My computer guys years ago gave me a thing that said Scary Perry Rules.
What?
And that's on my...
Why would you do that?
Put a poster on your windshield? How do you see when you're driving?
It's not a poster. It's a...
A decal?
Yeah, that goes up at the top.
Oh, Scaremaster.
Well, you know what we should do? We should give the fans, because we haven't had many people get in touch with us lately, it's time once again for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the show before... Our $10 shout is a segment of the show where we can actually let you, the home listener, the fans, get in touch with us and kind of participate in the show. Today, we've got a bunch of shout outs. And if you want to be part of the $10 shout out fund, remember, send $10 cash, no legal papers. We don't need that harassment. You send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Again, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. So send that $10. Now let's see what we got today. We've got a few today, actually. All right, this first one I'll read. Hello, Big Three. I'm a huge fan.
Hi.
It's actually I'm saying it to you, so you don't need to respond to that. I'm a huge fan, and I'm relieved that you are continuing the podcast. I would like to thank God, but I lost my religion after listening to Perry's rant about not believing in birthdays and holidays. Oh, jeez. You turned this guy against God?
I didn't turn him against God. He turned himself
against
God. He
just said he did.
He turned himself against God.
What God would require people not to celebrate these important days?
Those are not important days.
A pretty shitty one at best.
Those are not important days. They're not
in the
Bible.
According to this guy, they are.
In the Bible, it doesn't say anything about celebrating birthdays or holidays.
It mentions Columbus Day.
Other than Jesus' birthday.
It says Columbus Day.
I think it does.
In the Bible, it says nothing about Columbus.
It does. It says Columbus Day. That's why we get it off from work.
Right.
That is not a biblical holiday.
Let me continue on here. On one of your podcasts, I heard you guys mention Sheba, Perry's former lover. Am I wrong to think Perry hasn't gotten over him yet? After hearing Perry's reactions, I still think he misses her or him. Sheba's a very exotic name. Did she have an exotic look to go along with her name? I picture someone from the cast of Cats. Perry can have my $10 if he talks about three things. How did you meet her or him? Was Sheba actually a cat? Did it have a rough tongue? Describe one time you made love to her. In detail, please. What music did you play while you made sweet love to it? I would imagine it was Jungle Noises. I've added another $10 if you can post a picture of him or her. I have included a picture of what I think Sheba looks like. She was very scrumptious, a la the meal ticket you described he or her at. Look at this. You see that?
Ah, Rum Tom Tiger.
Yeah, from Cats. This is from Tim D. from Queens. P.S. Was Perry ever in Cats? I don't know. Were you ever in Cats?
No.
Never? I also hear that he was being mentioned in the running for the new Wolverine movie since Hugh Jackman dropped out. Is that true?
I have no idea.
Well, somebody would have said something to you. I don't think it would be hard for Perry to lose 200 pounds to get the part. Well, that's nice. And this guy gave us $20. Everybody, let's put it together. Here we go. To Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Cheer. Wolverine.
All right, Mole, you want to read the next one?
I sure do.
God damn it.
What happened? You spilt it?
I just spilt on myself.
And on the floor of the secret location in West Hollywood, California.
First, I would really like to hear Scaremaster tell us the name of this, tell everyone the name of the champagne, because maybe they'll send us
I don't even know. Voivre. It's a brute. It's a voivre. How do you pronounce that word, Mole? C-L-I-C-Q-U-O-T?
Just say it.
Click quote, Ponsardin.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Do it like it's a commercial for it. This is when I'm thirsty. Go for it.
When I'm straight and sober. No. Okay, when I'm drunk. No, or when I'm straight. When I'm thirsty and I want to drink some champagne, I pick up a bottle of. What the fuck is the name of this? What? Vive Cliquote Ponsardin.
God, it sounds like you created it.
Delicious.
Okay.
All right, I'll read the next letter.
Okay.
Whoa, this is a really long letter. Good Lord. I'm a Canadian listener, a huge fan of the Big Three Podcast and the cult movie classic Windy City Heat. As you may or may not know, Windy City Heat and the Big Three Podcast are extremely popular up here in the Great Right North Canada. However, we Canadian fans are in a conundrum. Recently, the Canadian Parliament has put a ban on all Windy City Heat DVD sales, which is proposed by Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and the Harper administration. The film has been blacklisted into the banned media list due to its, quote, extreme homophobic humor, degradation towards women, and its anti-socialist undertones, which was evident in Mr. Caramello's performance as the racist, intolerant, nihilistic, don't-give-a-shit sports PI Stone Fury, as stated by the Prime Minister.
Which is complete bullshit.
Keep in mind that we Canucks do not have the same civil liberties as free speech that you... Well, that's fine, I couldn't say free speech. That you Americans enjoy. With that being said, the Big Three Podcast and anything associated with the Big Three is also under the crosshairs of the Canadian Parliament and are seeking to censor the podcast completely. I'm sure that you Americans have seen the news of the major riot clashes between the free speech advocates of the film podcast and the RCMP riot squads in major Canadian cities such as Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. To this date, 47 Canadians have already lost their lives due to the assault on democracy. Coincidentally, psychoactive plant Salvia divinorum was declared a Schedule 3 substance in which the sale possession of the plant is deemed illegal. This is around the same period that Windy City Heat was banned, so as a lawyer fan, I'm here to ask the Big Three a favor. I was wondering if you could have Mr. Caramello smoke salvia on the podcast episode while it's still uncensored here in Canada.
Never.
This would be a sign of protest against the recent unconstitutional actions of the Harper administration and Parliament as a sign of support of the Canadian free speech advocates. So all in all, please help out by having Mr. Caramello on this request. We cannot cancel counting on you, and I honestly don't want to see any more bloodshed in my beloved country. Thank you, and God bless the Big Three. Sincerely, Varg, Gutsfuck, Vikernes, Vice President of the Canadian Free Speech
Freedom of Speech
Advocates against the Canadian ban on Windy City Heat.
Wow. Pretty deep.
Or is there none up there? CFSAACBOWCH. It's pictures of all the riots.
I haven't heard much about that.
And $10 US.
Put it right there. Put it right there.
All right. A lot of money.
All right, Perry, we have one last one. Why don't you read this one? Here you go.
That was really long.
That really was long. You know, maybe we should shorten some of these out. It's a shout out like, hey, how are you? Not, I'm doing a book report on Canadian culture.
But right, Perry, really, you ready? Interesting about the riots.
I didn't know anything about those, but when you look at these pictures, it looks terrible. And this is all about the banning of Windy City Heat.
And it's all because of that banned Parliament.
Downtown Toronto, riots in downtown Montreal.
American
embassy set aflame in Ottawa. Free speech advocate clash with federal police. Wow.
I thought those riots were over the thing that went on last summer. The riot about the ice hockey game.
Yeah, why don't you fucking read the fucking letter?
Okay, I'll read the fucking letter. Fucking, okay. Hail to the Big Three. 2 weeks ago, Perry claimed that the Randy Callahan who was disabled in 1998 is not the same one that he had a sexual encounter with. Once again, Perry is lying. On the same page where Randy shows pictures of the motorized lift that he has to sit in to get up and down his stairs. He talks about, yeah, it's not the same Randy Callahan. He talks about how the best days of his life were when he was running a casting agency called Total Eclipse Productions, and the biggest star he ever slept with was none other than our very own Perry F. No, it's not Caramello, it's Caravello.
I'm pretty sure it's Caramello, dude.
V is in Victor, K-A-R-E-L-L-O.
First of all, he did spell it wrong because he spelled it with a C. It's K-A-R.
It's C-A-R as in car, A V as in Victor, E-L-L-O. They spelt it with an M, so fuck them. Now, the debate on the internet continues to intensify over that, over what level of sexual gratification Perry actually reached with this man. Perry seems to be exasperating it by seeing so defensive and secretive about it. Is that right? Okay, secretive about it. It makes people think that something really fishy is going on. Again, I don't think it's too much to ask for Perry to apologize for betraying a man with a crippling disability. If he does, he can have the $10. Otherwise, I'd like it to go to Mary Jane, as I always enjoy the wonderful pictures and promo videos she makes every week. Dimitri Moreland.
I think now, we all like what Mary Jane does. You
know
what?
Hey, Dimitri!
Let's give Mary Jane $10 right now. Here you go, Mary Jane. Here you are. That's for you, Mary Jane. Thank you, Mary Jane.
Thank you.
Welcome. Now, about this Randy Callahan, that is not the same Randy Callahan that did me.
Hey, why don't we give Mary Jane all the money this week?
All right, let's vote on that. All right? I say yes.
I like that idea.
I'm in debt, so I need the money.
Okay, so that's a yay or nay?
I need the money, so I mean.
Okay, so it's a yay or nay?
It means.
To look at her and say you can't have the money.
She can have some of it, but I mean not all of it.
Okay, so when she skipped out on a job for Friday when you didn't show up.
But I'm here on. But I'm here to tape today.
Right, but she lost money. So you think that she should lose money because of you?
Fuck me. Take it all.
All righty. Here you go.
I'm fucked.
You know
I
what?
I was kind of siding that Perry.
I'll give you 10. I'll give you 10. There you go. Mary Jane, here's another 20. Here you go. Thank you, Mary Jane.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
You know what? Before we close out the $10 shout out, I'd like to thank once again, What the Huck. You know, for the finest in West Hollywood Thai cuisine. Yeah.
Most delicious.
By the way, What the Huck is going to be selling t-shirts real soon. Sweet. So if you want, get in touch with them at 323-654-7952. Again, what's that number, Perry? Let's see how good you can remember.
323-654-7922.
Wrong. It's 323-654-79. Do you know what it is, Mole?
What?
5-2. What the Huck for the finest in quality West Hollywood Thai food. I don't know. You like it, don't you, Mole?
I love it.
What we did
are we going to have some?
No, not today because we had it on Friday.
Oh.
When Perry wasn't here.
Oh.
And fucked everything up.
Oh.
But see, Friday was Mole here.
No.
See, then it was good that I came today rather than Friday.
I know I came by, but nothing was going on.
So you're trying to say it was good that you fucked us over?
Well, Mole's here today, isn't he?
But are you saying that it was good that you fucked us over?
It's not good that I fucked us over. It's good that Mole came today.
Oh, that's nice.
Because
yeah,
I'm really happy
buddy.
To have Mole back.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm thank God that Mole's
Look,
back.
You know what? Don't hit on me, man. It's just creepy.
Dude, I'm not hitting
you
on
know,
you.
Just
what I'm
weird.
Trying to say.
I know, but I heard what you did to Randy Callahan on that rock.
Randy Callahan! Suck my dick! Sit down, Perry! Sit down and put the mic by you, because we can't hear you.
I'll come over there and I'll beat your
no, you
fucking
won't.
Ass.
No, you won't. You won't beat anybody's ass.
I'll kiss your fucking ass.
There you go, just like you did to Randy.
Gross.
Don't start acting like a tough guy, because when it really comes down to it, the only thing saving you is that you broke your neck and you had a neck operation.
Lucky!
After you said on the internet this week that you had fucked Mary Jane... I was ready to.
I said
the
I would
fuck
Mary Jane.
Yeah, you said that.
I keep saying that somebody keeps going onto my fucking webpage and using my name. Somebody's doing that on me. I don't know who it is. And I don't know how the fuck they're finding out my password either.
What is your password?
None of your business.
Okay. Is that with the spaces or is just all none of your business altogether?
Now, what things do you not want mentioned on the show? Your password?
Your address? The fact that you, in fact, seduced Randy Callahan?
After all these years, we thought just the opposite. You made us cry. You made us feel bad for you.
You didn't cry. You didn't feel bad for me.
All right, maybe not. What I did feel is that he had done something wrong to you, and now we find it's just the opposite.
And now you find you're full of shit. I'm done. The show's over.
Is it?
I'm fucking done.
Is it?
I'm tired of this shit.
It's over.
It's over.
Okay. Really? On the 1 year anniversary, you want to quit?
You got that right. The show is over today.
Really? Why's that, Perry?
It's not funny.
What's not funny?
You guys trying to make me look like I'm the faggot.
Nobody,
what?
Nobody tries to make you look like you're gay. Nobody.
No, thank you, sir.
And there's
no,
a guy named
Rucka Ali
that's making these songs saying that, oh, Perry Caravello loves sucking fucking
what
dick.
What does it matter? What does it fucking matter? You tell me what it matters.
Okay, yeah. It can
what
be,
does it matter?
It can be funny.
It's a catchy
but
tune.
But I'm tired.
Play just the beginning of that song
it's
again.
Like, I got a feeling it's a catchy tune.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yeah, you got that. You got Perry Caravello has HIV.
Listen
it's
to the beginning
catchy
of this.
Tune.
Listen to this.
Rucka's knuckles. Let them try to find me. Let them try to find me. Show them all who the king is. Make their threats. Rucka Rucka Ali. He's a cocksucker and he wants to suck my dick. I gotta beat his ass.
Back before you started shit,
catchy.
It's a great fucking song.
It's funny. I will admit it's funny.
Then why do you get upset about it?
He's not going to be upset at the Grammys.
You guys are throwing it in
he's
my
not going
to
be upset when he's walking up at the Grammys.
You guys are throwing
and
it in
Elton
my
John
face.
Is playing an acoustic on the piano with Rucka Rucka.
So what you're thinking that's going to happen, you think that at one point this song's going to be on the Grammys,
yep.
Rucka Rucka Ali, and because of the controversy it caused, Elton John's going to sit in with Rucka
yep.
Rucka. Wow.
Or Lady Gaga.
That would be spectacular. And then just show like a montage of pictures of Perry blowing things.
Yep.
Now you see, Perry, what's wrong with that? That's funny.
Grammys try to stay relevant. Much more so than the Golden Globes.
What? Let me ask you a question and be very honest. What have you got going for yourself? You
looks,
got this show.
Looks, talent, the jokes, the brain, the charisma.
He hasn't written a new chutzpah. Joke in 20 years.
I haven't written, no, not 20 years, less than that.
No, what do you mean? You're still doing the same. What are your bits right now?
I have nothing right now.
Right, and every time you've gone on stage, what did you do? You did the bits you did 20 years ago. No, you tried to do a joke, and what would you do?
I'd bomb.
You do the spaghetti routine, which is classic.
Oh.
But it's old.
It's old. It's right. It's
waking
yeah,
up.
So is Stairway to Heaven, dude.
I'm not saying it's bad, but you got to write new stuff. Everything he's got is old. We give you an outlet. I don't bug you. I don't even want to see you, except the 2 hours that we spend here.
Hey, why don't you do some stuff about your truck? Like, hey, man, what a weekend I had. I blew a hose, and my truck also overheated.
It's time for the ASM Plumbing and Porn segment, and I believe that today we actually have a video here from the new Terrifying Tim piece. Let me turn on the TV.
He's cleaning up on this.
This could have been you, Perry. This could have been you.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornholing when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
How the fuck did they splice it to where they got some cock in my hands or in somebody's hands to where it makes it look like it's me?
What are you talking about? It's a picture of you.
But I'm not grabbing onto some dick.
Look,
that's not me
grabbing
onto a
that's
dick.
That's you.
How'd they get a picture of you with your cock?
You gave him the picture.
That's a lie.
But back that up. You're a liar. You're a filthy liar.
Let's watch this again.
You're a filthy liar. Look me eye to eye and tell me that you
did. Did I give them that picture? No, I did not.
Well, where the fuck did they get the picture of me with that neck brace on with all the signatures on it?
Look at it.
Where did they get that photograph with all the signatures on that fucking neck brace?
Okay, they took a picture from the Ding Dong Show, obviously.
And then they spliced in a penis and somebody's holding it.
Wow, that was intense.
It's not me.
All right, there you go.
I think ASM's going to be very happy with that.
Fucking disgusting. You want hot
man-on-man film? That was intense.
All right, so that's ASM Plumbing and Porn for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's 440-731-9338. ASM Plumbing and Porn. Well, the new spokesman's great. Think about that. That could have been you, Barry.
Whatever.
I like when he said, I may not be as gay as the last spokesman.
Hey, did we ever close out the $10 shout out?
Nope.
Well, that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, Nick is your agent or manager?
Nick in New York is my business manager. And long, long, long old time friend.
And Hank Greenberg, what was he to you?
Hank Greenberg was supposed to be my agent.
Do you remember?
He took off.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him or heard from him. I've called him quite a few times, and he's never called back.
What did he do that one time?
He brought over a girlfriend, a very pretty young lady, and nothing came of it.
Oh, did you go out with her?
Never went out with her. I never spoke to her after that.
Do you remember when he put into a contract for you that each show you'll get 60 seconds of airtime to do whatever you want? Go!
God damn. Yeah, let's talk about Scary Perry Skateboards. That's Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperry, SCARYPERRY Skateboards, which is spelt out SK, the number 8, and boards, BORDS.com. You go online to Scary Perry Skateboards, and there are 5 decks to choose from. You got the 8-inch popsicle, the 9-inch popsicle, the actual three 10-inch boards to skate on. You have the old school 1979 taper tail. What is that? A 32 long, 10 by 32 concave. You have the double kicks, the 2 double kicks. I have a brand new black on black. It's a reversal skate deck. It's what I call the back in black skateboard.
Oh, that's right. That's where
AC/DC is not going to sue me. They are my friends.
I actually wrote to them to let them know that you've done that.
Oh,
so
really?
We'll see. Yeah.
Let's see what they do.
All right, we'll see.
They're very nice people, and I'm very.
Stop!
That was
all
cool.
Right. That was 60 that was seconds line. With Perry.
Always the fuck with me in my commercial.
Today, here we are. It's another fine day in West Hollywood, California. Our studio, a secret location. It's just 3 guys sitting around talking about the ladies. What time is it, Mole? It's time for...
It's like 4:45.
No. It's time for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk. Ooh.
Well, once again, another Guy Talk. Now, a little earlier, Mole, Perry was talking about some ladies he had been with. He'd gone out on 2 dates, I believe. Plus, there was somebody that wanted him to do a movie. And he was gonna sleep with her, but things didn't work out. Perry, now about these 2 dates, who'd you go out with?
Terry and her daughter.
Terry and her daughter?
Yeah.
So you did a mother-daughter thing.
Well, we didn't
What's
have
Terry
sex.
What's Terry Anfluzzo's daughter's name? What's
Jamie.
Jamie Anfluzzo?
No, she's been married twice.
How old is she?
10 years younger than me. I'm 47. She's 37.
Wow. Quick math there. And she's been married twice, huh?
Yeah. Twice that I know of.
She good-looking?
she's gaining weight again, and I don't like it. I mean, she had her stomach stapled and everything.
Did you tell her about that?
I kept my mouth shut, but I told Terry after I came home.
And what
I just don't like what's going on with Jamie.
What did Terry say about that?
Well, she says, I know, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm trying to help her out and stuff. And we even spoke about it over dinner, you know.
Out to dinner with the mother and daughter team.
Yeah.
Take it from there. Go.
Well, I took Terry out to dinner. And
Terry
I took
her,
Terry and Jamie out to dinner. And her.
What? Who paid?
I paid.
How much?
Really?
A little over 100.
And really? Where'd you go?
To the DoubleTree.
Wow, it must be nice to have all that money.
What money? What fucking money?
Wait, the DoubleTree Hotel?
In Torrance, yeah.
Like the restaurant that's inside the DoubleTree?
Yes.
Wow, that's living. Was.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
What'd you get?
I don't remember. It was appetizers and drinks.
Okay, did you get, like, calamari?
Like I said, I don't remember.
Come on, Scaremaster.
I don't remember.
You remember.
All right.
You got the sliders?
No sliders.
All right, let's go. After dinner, you're back in their place.
I wasn't back in their
place. How do you start things up?
Spinach artichoke dip?
It was after dinner. We walked out to our cars and we all left.
What?
Pretty hot.
Yeah, we didn't have sex.
That's a date?
It was just a dinner get together.
I have a rule. If I'm not coming, it ain't a date.
Well, I have a rule, too.
If he ain't coming, he's a bumming.
That's a good one. I had to get a T-shirt with that on it.
Look, I mean, Jamie had her boyfriend come too.
You brought her boyfriend?
That's gross.
Jamie had her boyfriend there.
Did you pay for him?
Yeah, I paid for everybody.
What? Why? And you didn't get any sex out of it?
It's been a long time. I haven't been with Terry for quite a while.
Terry,
so Terry said, "Oh, Scaremaster, I know you're broke, but how about taking me to dinner?" How about taking me to dinner or drinks and appetizers? Dinner, I can't afford that. How about drinks and appetizers? Okay, I'm going to bring my daughter. That sounds great. And her boyfriend. Okay.
Did she at least?
They gave me a few bucks.
Did they jerk you off under the table with their feet?
Not at the fucking restaurant.
So it happened later on. Let's get to that point.
It didn't happen at all. Dude, I haven't seen them in quite a while. And I haven't been with her and by myself in quite a while. And Jamie, you know... Like I said, Terry, Jamie, and I haven't been together for a long time.
And the boyfriend.
The boyfriend, somebody new. He's a funny guy.
What's his name?
I forgot what his name was.
Ted?
No, I forgot.
Steve? Neil? Lance?
Alan?
Mark? Frank?
I
Sal?
I don't remember
Jeff,
what his name was.
Craig?
Ken?
Kent?
Levi?
My mind is blank when it comes
Steve?
To
Steve?
Todd?
Steve Todd.
Greg?
I don't know.
Tito?
OJ, okay?
His name was OJ?
Simpson.
Whoa. Have you ever met... What?
That's alive, though.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just joking.
And OJ didn't pay for anything?
I'm just joking. No.
It's not very funny, dude. Not funny at all.
You guys are assholes. That's why I'm not being funny. Okay?
It's not nice.
I'm not... Look, I'm going through a lot of fucking shit. These days.
Like what?
I'm not going to I'm not opening up on anything. So don't even ask.
This show we're supposed to talk about
this
our
show
personal lives
talk about
and
our own
pop culture.
Lives. Pop culture.
We've talked
and
about
Scary
pop culture.
Perry shit.
And our own personal lives.
Scary Perry ain't talking shit about nothing.
Yeah, you see, here's the thing, Mole, and I'm going to have to defend Perry on this one. Think about this. Perry can come and go as he pleases. It doesn't matter. If he's got a problem, he can take it out on us. This next segment we do is clearly the best thing that we do on this podcast. You know what? I would compare it with The Sopranos as far as great entertainment
goes.
They
are good singers.
They sure are. It's time once again for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, I'm not sure. Are you supposed to say something before?
Mole Play is in no way related to Mole Play, the board game and division of Perpetic Industries. And if you are a child who has eaten a game piece from Mole Play, the board game, and you are being kept alive by life support, and somebody pulls the plug, it is not our fault.
Okay, now Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where Mo will set up a scenario. He'll set the cast. Then he'll direct a scene. Hey, Mo, what are we going to be doing today on Mole Play?
Today we travel way back to last Friday. We head to the freeway where Scaremaster has just blown a hose. And also his car's messed up. So here's Scaremaster waiting, desperate for some help. When out of nowhere comes the tow truck driver, AAA man, in his gleaming uniform. Scaremaster, you're going to play the tow truck driver. Big Joe, the tow truck driver. Dan, you're going to play Scaremaster, who's desperate for Joe to tow his car, no matter what it takes. Ready? Mopay.
Oh, my back hurts. My arm. Oh, it's finally you got here, you fucking asshole! Why did it take you so long? Why?
Excuse me, sir. Can I have your AAA card, please?
Yeah! My arm hurts! My mom died! Everything's going to... It's the worst day ever!
Fuck yourself.
No, you fuck asshole!
God, you're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole!
Give me your AAA card, sir, so I can tell you where you need to go and where you need to go.
Actually,
Scaremaster knows the only way to get this tow is to turn on the charm.
I'm sorry that I yelled at you. You know, let me tell you this. You were the greatest. If it wasn't for you, I know that. And sometimes I'm an asshole. And you probably heard about what I did to Randy Callahan. You probably heard the song, so...
I'm done. Goodbye.
For what? We're not done with Mopay.
Truck driver can't leave. You'll lose your AAA status.
It's over.
You'll lose your AAA status. If you leave someone by the side of the road...
You better take that shit back. Because you're treating me.
You my arm, my back hurts. I lost my hose. I blew a hose today.
And that was Mopay.
Mopay, Mopay, let's play Mopay. Mopay, Mopay, let's play Mopay. Mopay!
Yeah, there you go. Well, that was a good Mopay. Well, here we go. And once again, just to show you, Perry, you argue about everything, but here we go again.
What's there to argue about?
We're going to do the worst thing on this show, a thing that everybody says, don't do Perry's Corner anymore. It sucks. Perry's terrible. He never is prepared. So we're going to try it again, and I just want to show you your unprofessionalism. Here's another Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Oh, and Perry. So Perry's so unprepared, and look at I got my sheets in front of me. You guys love to talk about me being a racist pig and homophobic and all that shit.
Did you not use the N-word a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And why did I see on the news that Perry owned a hunting camp with the word N-head hunting camp on it?
And then you tried to push it.
But that's the wrong Perry.
No, it said that's Perry Rick. Owns camp.
That's right. Rick
says
Perry.
And you painted over it immediately. N-head and then they found camp. Out later from neighbors that you didn't paint it immediately. So you lied in the press.
I am not Rick Perry. I am Perry Caravello.
K-A-R-C-A-R.
We'll see about that.
And I love the belch in your fucking ears.
Are you done with your corner yet?
No, I'm not a racist pig.
Yes, you are.
But I am Italian. The first three or four racist terms out of us wops over here. That's one.
What?
Like
what
guinea
did
wop
you just
dago
say?
Douchebag. That's bada bing. That's four. Guinea wop dago douchebag. That's us Italians. We like the fuck
greasy
around.
Piles of shit. Use that
that's
as
five. Greasy piles of shit. You know, but you know, I shower, I'm clean, I show up here when I'm supposed to be here.
You don't
here.
Stink right now.
No, I hope not.
Mary Jane, come here
I'm
for
sorry,
a second.
I'm sorry, but
last Mary
week.
Mary Jane, you just went by Perry. Does he smell?
I can't smell now, but earlier when he got upset, he farted and it was really gross.
Huh, I've never seen you
use
a bodily
me.
Function
God
to make it
Christ.
Disgusting.
You just
all right, that's it. That was today's Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Well, we're coming towards the end of the show. And first of all, I will say this. Mole, it is wonderful to see you.
Ah, thanks, dude. It's wonderful to be here.
On our one-year anniversary of starting our first show, Mole comes back,
welcome
and I'm very
back.
Happy.
Welcome back, Mole.
Perry, as usual, you handle yourself like a unprofessional douchebag, as usual.
Completely professional.
Now, hey, Mole.
Yeah?
Mole, what we might have going on here is something kind of cool.
Vampirism?
Well, as you know, right now we're in the middle of the baseball playoffs. We got the Brewers and the Cardinals in the National League.
Yeah, we do.
And the Tigers and the Rangers in the American League. Wouldn't it be great if we had the Brewers and the Tigers in the World Series?
That'd be cool.
Be great for those two towns, great American towns.
Yeah, seeing all those alcoholics feed those car employees.
Yeah, listen, it's not like in Chicago that we just beat the fuck out of you and your fucking Bears Monday Night Football. Anyway, hey, so coming up soon, Halloween. Are you going to go out with us on Halloween, Perry?
Where, when, how, and why?
The Ding Dong Show. We go down to Santa Monica Boulevard.
With all those Tutti Frutti's?
Well, I prefer to call them the homosexual community, but yes.
I'm going to stay as far away from those people as I possibly can.
But you said you were going to go down there because Carol was going to be there.
She's going to meet us at the Rainbow Bar and Grill that night.
No, she's not. So that's today's show.
That was intense. That was an intense show, Dan.
It sure was. Well, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget, I'm at Facebook.com, Don Barris. Facebook.com, Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R-V-E-L-L. Walter Molinitsky on Facebook, Windy City Heat, an American hero, and the new spokesman for ASM Plumbing and Porn, Tim Propedic, The Ding Dong Show. Get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1.
You got ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
You know what? We haven't done this in 2 weeks. Put it out there, guys.
Big
three.
Happy anniversary, dude.